Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome, welcome. This is Ken, the Fashion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer, your Sales and Profit Evangelist, if you will. Thank you for listening in. What we do is we show you how to maximize your profits and business opportunities. We teach you the best practices for profitability and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. Check out our website at bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. Again, that's Better Sales with an S and Profits Now with an S. We want you to listen, enjoy, learn, and share. Again, thank you for listening in. We're going to talk about, and we might have a special guest, Mike Roberts, come in, but we're going to talk about something near and dear to my heart, and that is using technology. Let me give you some facts. As you know, sales, marketing, especially sales, is a tough business. Here's some facts on sales and marketing. Take a listen, get some paper and pen out. You might want to learn something here. The average company's brand awareness is just 7%. That's right. The average company's brand awareness is just 7%, not 90% for the entrepreneurs that have big egos, not 120%, 200%. No, it's just 7%. I continue. 90% of people that you connect with are not ready to buy. 90% are not ready to buy. They're just not there yet. You want to sell them, they're not ready. Here's the third one. A new sale might take 8 to 15 touches with a prospect. Not one. I know you're good, but you're not that good. Not two, not three, not four, not five. 8 to 15 touches with a prospect. What do you think about that? Here's another one. The average salesperson makes one or two calls and quits and never calls back again. One and two calls. Where's your cojones here? What's going on here? Average salesperson just makes one, two calls. That's it? If that's the case, you certainly shouldn't be in business. I know we're not talking about the entrepreneurs out there. Of course, you guys are different, right? You probably call, what, another one or two times. But that's another fact that's interesting. Here's another fact. 50% of all buyers purchase within 6 to 18 months. Again, they're not going to buy on the first call that you make, probably not, maybe not the second, maybe not the third. 50% of all buyers purchase within 6 to 18 months. I know you want it quicker than that, but sometimes it takes time. Consumers get hit. Now, get this one. This is a really interesting fact. Consumers, you and me, everybody out there, get hit with 300 to 3,000 No, correction, 600 to 3,000 ads, not per month, not per week, daily. So where do you stand? You're a businessman, you're an entrepreneur, you're trying to sell your product or service. How do you compete with that? We're going to talk about the impact of social media and on sales and marketing. Now, social media, that is podcasts, that's blogs, that's wikis, that's the days of putting a website up and say they're going to come find me and I'm going to make money are gone. The world has changed. And what you need to do is start looking at ways that you can increase your sales and your marketing and your business opportunities and your profits by utilizing social media. And I'm going to talk about Barack Obama. I did an article recently about how he is impacting his political world, and he is using social media for his benefit. But let's get back again to the facts. Again, the world's changed. The way of doing business is changing. How we communicate is changing. The traditional methods of communication are changing. And how companies are communicating with prospects and clients in the past is not going to work today. So So most smart salespeople, what do? They seek to build that dependable referral lead source, the clients, the centers of influence, the very important people, the VIPs. You know what I'm talking about. Those are great strategies, proven strategies. They work. They do increase your sales success. But this kind of lead generation takes a lot of time. It could take months. It could take years. Most companies are kind of impatient. You, Mr. Entrepreneur, you business owner, Miss Business Owner, Miss CEO, it takes time. And that puts a lot of pressure on salespeople to generate sales immediately. So what do we do? What are some Fortune 500 companies doing? How are they adapted to the change? What are your choices? And unfortunately, a lot of small and medium-sized companies, they haven't got the message yet. And most of them have not adapted to the change. Well, let me give you an example. Again, I wrote this article about Barack Obama. He is the presumptive Democratic nominee. He has truly embraced this internet technology stuff. And what I have to share with you is really, really interesting and make you give you a pause to say, maybe I should take a look at this technology, this new media stuff. The title of the article is Barack Obama embraces the power of the internet, sales lessons for small business. Let me give you a little background. Barack Obama, as you know, he won primaries in Iowa and North Dakota and Montana. Did you know he raised over $300 million during the primary Democratic campaign? And he defeated well-known U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton. How did he do it? He used social media and Web 2.0 tools. He connected with millions of potential Democratic voters and raised millions, $300 million to be precise, dollars. So how did he do it? Why was he so successful? And how does this relate to you and your business? Good friend of mine, Brent Leary, he is a CRM expert. He's a speaker, popular columnist. He's in Inc. magazine. I think he has a column there, Black Enterprise. And he's a award-winning blogger. He also has a popular internet show called Technology for Business Sake. Check it out. It's one of my favorite shows that I listen to and learn from. Anyway, he made the statement that Barack Obama can make history if he becomes the next president, not by being the nation's first African-American president, but also how he's referred to potentially being the first CRM, that's Customer Relationship Management President. And what he's doing, which is really interesting, consider he's using, and he quotes this to say, he may even consider to be the first social media president based on his campaign savvy. He is using the web. And Brent wrote an article in Black Enterprise, so check that one out. And I think I'll put it on my blog probably at the end of the week. But just Google Brent Leary. That's his website is BrentLeary.com, BrentLeary.com. And you can check it out. Even Brent did a slide show on Barack's success with the social media. And so really interesting. And I guess last week he and business development expert David Bullock, and you can go to davidbullock.com or .net, I believe, that's his website, did a webinar, and it was entitled Barack Obama's Social Media Lesson to Small Business. Very, very interesting. So what I want to do is give you an understanding of what he did. What was he doing and how this relates to you? So let's go into it and talk about it. Now, you know, clearly Obama has adopted this new media campaign. What he's doing, and it's having a positive impact on the political campaign. I can't talk about politics. That's another show. Senator John McCain is also running for president on the Republican side. I have comments for that. But let's talk about Barack Obama. For example, he is all over the internet. And I don't know if you know this, but he announces candidacy on the web. So he's on the web. He announced that he's there. Another thing is Barack blogs. He's got a blog. So you guys, you business owners, do you have a blog? Anyway, for the people that don't know exactly what a blog is a website that contains an individual's personal thoughts and observations. And millions of people read his opinions and his political views online. So he's doing the blogging stuff. He's also podcasting. And for those who don't know, a podcast is an audio video file that can be downloaded from the internet. Anyway, did you know that Barack has a YouTube channel of his own that has 1,145 videos. In particular, he's got one that has 1.2 million views, and get this, 4,230 comments commenting on that one video. He also has a music video by what I think is Will.i.am, touting and promoting people to vote for Barack. He also has a music video, another one called I Got a Crush on Obama, I think it is. And that got 9 million views and 42,000 comments. And even the lady that did it, her name's Amber Lee Ettinger, I think. She's been called the Obama Girl. She has, guess how many videos? 115 videos on YouTube. So obviously Barack is, he's mastered the power of the moving image and music on YouTube. Just imagine what could happen. What could happen if more entrepreneurs could use this new technology, learn new technology, and adapt it for your own marketing campaign? What would be the impact of that? How would your sales impact be impacted by adopting a little blogging, a little podcasting, maybe a lot of some YouTube stuff? How would that benefit your business? How would YouTube benefit your business? All right, so we've talked about YouTube. What about some other things? Have you ever heard of a social online network like MySpace, LinkedIn? Barack is active on other social online networks. Okay, did you know, you look, check out his Facebook page. He has over 1 million friends and supporters on Facebook. 1 million. I mean, how many do you have? Probably not a million. I know he's running for office, he's running for president, but the key point is he is actively participating on social online networks. Here's another thing. He's actually using this thing called Twitter. Yeah, Barack, he tweets. Now, Twitter, for people that don't know, Twitter is a micro-blogging technique or a website where you have 140 characters that you can use to connect with other your friends, your relatives, your associates, and you're sending them short messages. So subscribers can communicate and stay connected with their friends and their associates, business associates. So Barack, when we talked about Facebook, he's got over 1 million friends and supporters. Barack has 39,594 followers. 39,000, almost 40,000 followers who track his daily activities. Likewise, guess how many people he's tracking? He's tracking over 40, almost 41,000. Interesting, isn't it? So, man, we brought up Hillary Clinton. She's no longer in the picture now, as of yet. Maybe at the Democratic convention, there'll be something special, something surprising that happens there. We'll see what happens there. But how many people do you think that Senator Hillary Clinton connects with? About 4,148. And guess how many people she follows? Nobody. No one. So what does that communicate to potential voters, that you're not important to be followed? And likewise, what is Barack doing? He's following over 41,000 people. Interesting. So my question to you is, what would happen if more business people, more actively participating in business-oriented social networks, LinkedIn, Facebook, even my business community, the social media network that I created, has people, and people are participating there. How many clients, strategic partners, alliances, connections could you make using social networks? And how would this improve your sales? I'm just asking. So we've talked about YouTube, we've talked about Twitter, and we talked about social online networks. Here's something else that Obama's doing. Have you ever heard of a widget? Obama has created 120 widgets to date. 120 widgets. Now, people say, what is a widget? Widget, gadget. Basically, these are viral agents that are added to any website, any blog, and he's using it to share his vision. But they're basically mini websites, and they contain specific, unique information, and they can be refreshed. And what? Just think of that. He has these widgets that get his vision out, his message of change, out to his supporters and volunteers. Guess how many widgets have been downloaded? 4,100 video widgets, 3,252 news widgets, 3,240 convention widgets have been installed on websites and blogs. That's over 10,642 raving fan supporters that have an Obama button, if you will, on the website, on their blog. Now, considerably, just think, if you had, 100 people saw this widget on the website, that could produce, you do the math, about over 106 million hits for Barack. What would happen if those visitors installed that same Barack Obama button on their websites too? See, the viral impact of what Barack's doing is huge. It's tremendous. So what does this mean? What does this mean for business people? What does this mean? What would be the impact if you, Mr. Entrepreneur, Ms. CEO, Ms. Business Owner, what would be the impact if entrepreneurs had these widgets promoting their products and services? What would happen if you had a widget and you put it on your website and you had people take that code and put it on their website? How would you specifically benefit from that exposure? It worked for Barack. It probably could work for you too. Also, here's something else. Barack Obama, Senator Obama, sends out daily emails. He's got the news releases. He distributes them every day to supporters, community organizers. We've heard that term before. Friends, politicians, financial contributors. Millions of people are briefed and updated on his daily speeches, opinions, views, campaign stops. What would happen if more business owners use the power of news releases, electronic newsletters, emails, this could improve your company's brand awareness if it's not 100%, and right now typically average, what we talked about, is about 7%. How would this improve your company's brand and your awareness, your image? Just asking. I hope you guys have taken notes on this. Now, most would agree that this new media strategy is working. It's successful. Here's another test. Just think about this. A known unknown U.S. senator from Illinois, I think he's been a senator for, 2 years, maybe going on 3 years or so? He improved his digital image, his web presence. If you put in the search Barack Obama's name in Google, guess how many hits, guess what his results are? 57 million search results. 57 million. Now, I don't have a lot of time to go through that, but the key thing is that his viral marketing campaign has been a success. He is now the Democratic nominee for president. Not just in the United States that people know about him, but all over the world. So let me give you a test. Let me ask you this. If you could do a search on your name, your company, your keywords that describe your business, what search results would you get? Okay. I mean, you want to do it now? I'll wait. Anyway, but the point is, if you're not on the first page, guess who's getting the business? Your competition. It's not you. I'll let that soak in for a little bit. But by understanding, embracing, and harnessing the power of the Internet, every entrepreneur, you hear me? Whether you have a lot of money or not a lot of money, you can be successful if you learn the tools, the tricks, and the trade, if you just embrace the power of the Internet. So what does this mean for you and your business? How would this impact your sales and business if you adopted this new media strategy, this action plan, if you will? Well, if you're not actively using the Internet to attract potential clients, start now. You can't afford, you hear me? You can't afford not to. Your business might depend on it. And you say times are hard now. Now is the time to get smart. There are plenty of opportunities to build your web presence. I call web presence your digital image. If you don't start now, and you must start now, you're going to be left behind. Ignorance is not an option. So don't let the internet and others define you, your brand, and your company. You, Mr. Entrepreneur, you, Miss Business Owner, must take control. Okay, so here's some suggestions, some things that you can do. One is conduct a search on your name, your company name, your keywords. Here's another thing. Learn more about the internet and how to use it to your advantage. Number three, start reading business blogs and news releases. Discover some interesting videos in your industry and profession. Join a social network to connect with potential clients and referral sources. Start blogging your personal views and observations within your industry. If nobody's doing it right now, you have a tremendous opportunity. Start video and audio podcasting. It doesn't take a lot of money. It takes some time and effort to put in, but you need to get started now. Begin writing articles and submitting them to directories that will reach your target market. Start an electronic newsletter. I know there's a lot of stuff you're saying, Ken, I'm in business for myself. I don't have time to do this. You can't afford not to do this stuff, believe me. As I said, the typical consumer gets 600 to 3,000 ads bombarded with all these ads every day. You need to do something to get in front of them. Anyway, review your company website and take a look at your search engine optimization parameters and guidelines. Maybe you should offer some free tools, some free trials to encourage prospects to try your products or services. I'm just suggesting. Anyway, one last one. Discover what Web 2.0 tools you can use in your business to start using them now. So that's it. That's all I got. That's what I wanted to share with you. If you don't get it now, if you never get it, maybe we'll sink in a little bit, listen to the show again. But let me impress and encourage you guys to embrace the power of the internet. Barack Obama did, you can too. This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur. Check us out on the web, bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. And if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you want to be a guest on the show, I'm open to it. If you like the show, go ahead and email me and tell me your thoughts. And if you put a comment in, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I get over about the highest I've ever gotten is about 5,500 hits. Typically, it's about 2,200 tips hits on the website. So if you put a comment in there, you could get some needed exposure. So, again, this is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur. Until next time, dare be great, be remarkable, be extraordinary, stay profitable, and go make that sale. Brian Hunley, New Line Music, take us out.